It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman. Folks on the East Coast are dealing with a big snowstorm today, and those of us here in the Northwest don't often get such shocking storms, but temperatures here do drop to freezing, and we need to protect our pipes from bursting. Steve Scher, spoke with home guru repair artist Roger Ferris.
Roger's Finney neighborhood home is 100-plus years old, well-maintained, of course, ringed with old conifers and shrubs and catching just a glimpse of Ballard and the Olympics from the backyard, where Roger was hanging out with his grandson, Isaiah.
We're in the backyard. We're getting ready to winterize the pipes. Now, a lot of this work was done before that first freeze, but there's some things we need to check. For instance, if any water gets into these pipes that are exposed here that go to the outdoor sink or the outdoor clawfoot tub or the drinking fountain, if any water gets in those pipes and freezes, then the pipes will burst and it'll make a huge mess. But I have the water turned off, but you know, sometimes you have to check to see if the shutoff valve inside has really stopped all the drips from coming down into the pipes. And so we can look under here and see if there's anything going on, and then nothing in the bucket. Well, a little bit of water there. But Isaiah can help to make sure that nothing collects in the pipes by...
Who's Isaiah?
Oh, my grandson here.
Say something, Isaiah. Hello is fine.
Hello.
Now, what's Isaiah going
to
do?
Well, he can look under the sink and see if there are any connections that need to be tightened or loosened. How does it look under there? Is everything tight? All the plumbing okay?
Something's in here.
Is that where the water comes out?
Yeah.
Well, in the winter, we'll have to make sure that doesn't freeze.
How do you do that?
We'll make sure all the water's turned off and all the pipes are drained.
Roger, let's point out the fact that you have a water fountain in your backyard.
Well, I do have a water fountain, and you'll see a hose clamp and some black electrical tape, and that's because I learned the hard way that everything needs to be drained properly. Look over there, you'll see a repair.
Oh, you had to do a hose clamp and black tape around that the knob for the water fountain, so it was leaking from the freeze?
Many years ago, it froze and cracked, and that was the repair, and it's held for years and years. Oh, thank you, Isaiah. That's good to have some light. That's very helpful. Now we can see what we're doing.
So again, why do you have a water fountain out here?
In case anyone wants to have a drink of water. But more important, we have a sink and some Baraxo soap so that when people get pitch from the pine trees, they can wash off the pitch at the little sink.
Did you plumb this yourself?
I put that sink in.
And you ran these pipes. Where are these pipes running from initially?
Well, those pipes start up at the kitchen sink, under the kitchen sink where there's some shutoff valves, and they go down to the basement, across the basement and outside, then up to the hot tub, which is an old clawfoot tub.
And why aren't you worried about these pipes freezing?
Well, they are...
Because they are exposed.
They're exposed, but they've been shut off and drained, thoroughly drained, so there's not a drop of water in them.
All right, now show me this clawfoot hot tub. Oh, look, you have a little bit of a view of the Olympics from your lovely deck.
Yeah, it's a nice view.
You know, I seem to remember when you were building this deck.
It could be. That was a long time ago.
You were concerned about getting the curvature of this deck just right because it has a nice curve.
It's a grand piano shape. And I did that curve by laying out a hose on a nice summer day and making the shape just right, then drawing the line with a pencil and then cutting it with a skill saw. It worked.
Beautiful.
There's the hot tub up there. It's an old 6-foot clawfoot tub that I rescued from someone's...
I have to go up the hedge.
All right, go on down. Oh, he's going up the hedge.
What does that mean?
Well, he likes to climb the hedge.
Oh, all right, that's fun. Have fun. We're going to watch you.
So that tub was going to be demolished with a sledgehammer, and I convinced the guy to hold off and let me come with some friends to rescue it. And it's been useful for a very long time as an outdoor hot tub.
So it's plumbed again, the same pipes. You fill it up. How's it drain? Because it is sitting on your elevated deck out of your, what is that, your living room and dining room?
Right. There's a little drain that goes out and over into the gutter, and that runs down a pipe and goes out into the yard and waters those big trees.
And you have a gutter on the edge of your deck, yeah. Which not a lot of people do.
Well, it's just to kind of collect the water and run it off to the lower part of the yard. get it away from the house.
Which is your all-time most important bit of information.
Well, and you know, I learned the hard way about that, too. That corner of the house had settled quite a bit, and I had to do a lot of repair to put it back the way it's supposed to be so that it's a level house. Well, one thing about getting your house ready for winter is you want to cover your hose bibs with those little foam covers so they don't freeze, but it's also a good idea to make sure that all the neighbors' hose bibs are covered so that you don't get a phone call to help out with the broken pipes. So
your neighbor is pretty close on that side. I bet you do get some calls.
Oh, sure. I get calls if anything goes wrong anywhere around here.
Because they know who you are. You're Roger Ferris, home repair guy, so they know.
And I love to help. But there's another thing that I think is important about a hose bib in winter, and that is to have a long hose coiled up next to it that doesn't have any water in it so that it won't have ice in it, and it's ready to be hooked up and turned on in case there's a need to put out a fire. So I always keep a long hose, a double hose, next to the hose bib that so that I can turn the water back on in an emergency.
Hi, I'm on a hedge!
Roger Ferris's grandson, Isaiah, from a hedge, ending our tour of the yard where we got some tips on winterizing your pipes and how to hang out with grandkids.
This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Steve Scherr.